Number 14, discussion and possible action on Possum Kingdom Lake post-divestiture adjustments. Mike McLean.
This item that we're bringing forward to you for consideration addresses some of the associated fees around Possum Kingdom Reservoir. I guess if I can stress one thing at the outset of this is that this resolution is being brought forward for consideration to stress equitability and maintain a consistency in the application of how we apply fees to folks all across the board. Residential SEs, I guess for lack of a better term, received somewhat of a benefit in that their lease for some of the items, we considered that like the on-water facility fee that we would not charge them for that. And House Bill 3031 and divestiture is going to necessitate some changes, but there's also going to be some things that will remain the same. When you look at the transfer of lease, pre-divestiture, we charge $300. When you look at the presentation that Riley made earlier, I think his reservoir control strip showed that while the area is diminished a little bit that we're kind of have oversight over, we still have the same responsibilities and duties. We'll still have to send inspectors out. We'll still have to process the paperwork and coordinate. So we're asking that post-divestiture that process remain the same. Residential water use fee, it's $42.15 per year for 60,000 gallons. The other folks around the reservoir, and not only Possum Kingdom, but at Granberry and Limestone, they pay the $42.15 per year for 60,000 gallons. And we're just asking that the residential SEs be treated the same as folks up at, say, Sportsman's World, Game Bins, or the Cliffs. The on-water facility permit fee, this too, residential SEs, for former residential SEs, did not have to pay for their docks. The folks at Granberry, Limestone, and the other folks around the reservoir at PK have to pay for their square footage. We're asking that they, too, be charged the 10 cents per square foot with a $50 minimum. The water recreational user fee, this was a program that was passed by the board in 2005. It's been a very successful program. If you look at our hike and bike trails up at Possum Kingdom, the award that we received today. So the only change that we're asking to make to this to stay consistent with divestiture is that those folks, those former residential SEs that do not have an on-water facility fee, that they would have to pay that. If they don't have an on-water or an on-water facility, if they don't have an on-water facility, you know, it's very likely that they may not even have a boat, so they wouldn't be subject to, you know, paying the fee if they needed to. Convenience station discounts, our former SEs received a 50% discount. We're asking that be removed. We did some calculations to kind of give you a projection of total income. It'd be about $150,000 per year total with these recommended changes. It's kind of hard to project what the convenience station discount would be or the water recreational user fee, but I think it's pretty, I guess, not very substantial in nature. The next slide is a resolution. I'll take any questions of you.
Question is, are we establishing fees because we need the money? Are we establishing fees because we can? You know, in the world of always having fees, why are we changing them other than we know we can? Why are we going from zero in some cases to charging a fee?
This is an equitability standpoint. Like I said, the folks, like zero, this is just for the former residential lessees. The other folks out there, they're paying these fees right now, and they're also paying them at Granberry and they're paying them at Limestone. So it's to maintain consistency.
Any other questions? Mike, could you read the resolution, please?
The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its October 25th, 2010 meeting. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, open parent authority, closed parent, in accordance with House Bill 3031 passed by the 81st session of the Texas Legislature, has divested of certain residential lessees leases adjacent to Possum Kingdom Lake, and whereas the divestiture of the property at Possum Kingdom Lake necessitates a change in the authority's administrative processes And whereas the authority desires to maintain and provide for consistency and equitability in the administration and assessment of fees at Possum Kingdom Lake, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby directs the General Manager, CEO, to implement the following changes and assesses the following fees. Number one, individuals or entities who possess a lots that was subject to divestiture who retain a lease over the shoreline control strip shall be required to pay a transfer fee of $300 in order to assign their interest in the shoreline control strip effective immediately. Number two, individuals or entities who possess a lots that was subject to divestiture shall now be required to pay the annual residential water use permit fee effective January 1st, 2011. Number three, individuals or entities who possess a lots that was subject to divestiture shall now be required to pay the on-water facility permit fee effective January 1st, 2011. Number four, individuals or entities who possess a lots that was subject to divestiture shall now be required to pay the water recreational user fee unless they possess an on-water facility effective December 1st, 2010. And number five, individuals or entities who possess a lots that was subject to divestiture shall no longer receive any discounted authority waste convenience stations effective January 1st, 2011.
We're reading the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Mackey, second by McKnight. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluett?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Stain.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Stain.
Great. Thank you.